16 vendors are winners in 18F's Agile Blanket Purchase Agreement from the General Services Administration. It requires vendors to submit a working prototype based on a public data set, then use a Git repository to show the work. 18F worked closely with the Federal Acquisition Service, the GSA, to make the awards to large and small businesses. Bill Gormley's president of the Gormley Group, been watching these issues for a long, long time. Bill, it's terrific to have you on the program this morning. What did you see as you read the news accounts by my colleague Jason Miller and others about the award on this BPA? Thanks for coming on today, Bill.
Sure. Good morning. The 18F, I think, if we can back up just a second, I think they stood this program up, what, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I think what they've seen is success internally at the GSA 18F to the point where I think they had initially thought that they'd be able to do all the work internally. So now they have set up, to your point, Francis, these Agile BPAs they just awarded because they had to go to the outside, to the commercial sector, I think, which is a good sign for all parties because you get the latest innovation, you get some very, very well-known companies and some other companies that have talents that the government needs.
Your observation is interesting because it fits observation that I heard when 18F debuted from folks all across industry, which is, geez, I thought this was the kind of work that the government came to us to do. And if I ever had one critique of 18F, it was that I wasn't sure that they got out there aggressively enough at the beginning and said, we're not going to be able to do all of this ourselves, and eventually we're going to depend on our industry partners to be able to do it. And this strikes me as more of a continuation or a fulfillment of that promise. Why do you think that it has been difficult for vendors to hear that message, or has it been maybe more that it's been 18F hasn't spread it around as well as maybe they could have?
To your point, I think when you think through it, it was a concept that the government had wanted to try, and they actually initiated the concept of this approach to helping GSA helping other government agencies in the IT area. So I think the concept proved successful to the point where, you know, I guess demand or at least interest from the government agencies was high enough that GSA was smart enough to figure out we're not going to be able to hire people this quickly and with these kind of skill sets to meet the customers' need. So, you know, the obvious next step would be to reach out and touch someone in industry. So they touched 16 of them, to your point, they're at these BPAs that they awarded.
What do you think that means for vendors who wanted to get on this deal and weren't able to? Are they shut out now for the time that this runs? $25 million over 5 years isn't a ton of money, but it strikes me that there's a significance, kind of a prestige to being able to say you were one of these 16 companies.
Yeah, well, I think to your point, first off, it's a big market, so it's not going to box anybody out of the government market per se.
Sure.
In regards to the specific slice of the market, GSA, and I believe they recognize this, that we'll have what they call on-ramps and off-ramps. And so as the customers' demands change or vendors outside of the 16 say, hey, we've got this new skill set and it lines up with GSA's customer base, I'm sure GSA will find a way to bring them in. It's going to be like an open season, similar to the GSA Schedules program.
My colleague Jason Miller reports 6 large, 10 small contractors had to develop, as I mentioned when I brought you on, Bill, a working prototype based on a public data set. And this concept of showing your work is, I don't recall seeing anything like that in an acquisition like this. Is that something that happens a lot and I've just missed it?
No, you're spot on. This is a case where it was like an open laboratory. I think the GSA put out some examples and they wanted to see people live conducting the work and the coding aspect of it. So, you know, the government is always going to be looking at past performance, but I think this is real-time performance and production. So it gives the GSA an opportunity to actually see firsthand how industry can demonstrate their capabilities. And so it was live, it was evaluated, and I think it's an attribute really to both parties, for industry even willing to say to step up and put the investment in this, because it took a long time to get to this point, as you know, Francis.
So let's speculate then a little bit and think about that more conceptually, Bill. if we see a bit of a transition, and you know, things in government take a long time, this isn't going to be a sea change overnight, but let's say we start to see more and more procurements that transition. I like the way you put that, by the way, from past performance to current to performance, real-time performance. Let's say we see more of a transition like that. What does that mean for the standard operating procedure of the last however many years of responding to RFIs?
Here's kind of one way to maybe approach this, is that if the government moves more towards a module, you know, the government has big systems in many cases, or new systems, or the government has an objective that they want to meet that has IT associated with it. And in many times, it's difficult to express the actual requirements. The government, I think this gives the government an opportunity to cite an objective, in other words, an end result, and it allows industry to step in and demonstrate they have the capability of meeting your objective. Now, taking that to your point a step further, I think module deliverables will be a great opportunity for the government to see if the contractor is able to meet their end objective along the way, and if they are, allow them to go to the next step of a module. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are talking about LPTA, low price setting fee acceptable. Yeah, it's really the quality that people really need to talk about. I mean, pricing becomes effective because the requirements aren't that clear. And I think, to your point, 18F hopefully will allow, while they talk about, you know, keeping pricing down, one of the ways they'll keep pricing down is to be very clear on their requirements and have really, really good program management. And hopefully GSA is going to lend that aspect of internal program management services to the rest of government.
Well, we're seeing that idea at least happening, manifesting itself, it appears to me, through, for example, Greg Godbout leaving 18F and going to the Environmental Protection Agency. He takes that legacy with him, not just the relationships, but the brain power. And it wouldn't surprise me to see that happen more throughout government. Bill Gormley's president of the Gormley Group. Just a couple of minutes left, Bill. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the award of the Identity Protection Service to a company called ID Experts, OPM, letting folks know exactly how that will shake out in the coming weeks. What did you see when you looked at that that procurement?
Well, to the earlier point, where they had a mix of companies on the 18F identity theft, they had three BPAs that they awarded. In this case, all of them were actually small companies, and I don't know if LPTA was a big factor in that, but they made the award, and then they actually issued a task order simultaneously by DOD and FC. So Beth Cobert, I've had the opportunity to meet with her with some other folks a couple weeks ago. She is very, very committed to getting this right, and they feel this is the company that's going to be able to meet their needs, and so DOD is going to be sending out emails because they wanted a .gov type email associated with it. I'm actually one of the affected parties. I haven't heard anything yet, so maybe I'll keep you posted on when I hear something, right? So having been a former Fed, so I think this is going to be a good opportunity. It's a lot. You turn that water spigot on, 20 million people coming out of that water spigot. From a contractor standpoint, it's going to be, I know they're giving it 3 months to everybody to get notification. It's a big deal, Francis. So, and I think they're also going to be looking at, should this just be part of a service that the federal government is going to provide its employees in the future? I know that's been a lot of discussion going on about that as far as identity insurance.
Bill, great insight, and thank you very much for coming on the program. It's good to talk to you, my friend.
Bye.